This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The company that makes Apple's iPhones and iPads in China has shut down one of its factories following a riot by workers. Thousands of people were involved in a fight at a Foxconn factory in northern China last night, and the factory is expected to stay closed until tomorrow. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is with us from Shanghai with the details. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so Rob, what do we know so far about this riot at this Foxconn factory?
Well, first, this factory is in the city of Taiyuan, which is in northern China, and Foxconn hires 79,000 workers at this plant. Apparently, it was a worker dispute between two groups of people who come from two different business groups, and the business group is defined by what products they make for a certain company. So basically, two different companies' workers were fighting over something. I spoke to a spokesman for Foxconn, Louis Wu. He said he's not sure why they were fighting, but right now the police are investigating the reasons for this. Now, but apparently this fight started as a fist fight between a couple of workers, and then it quickly escalated. Then in the end, up to 2,000 people were involved, including onlookers. We're not sure how many were arrested, but we know that 40 people were injured, 40 people sent to the hospital. One person was stabbed, so it was a serious injury.
Okay. And, you know, Rob, if something like this happened at a factory here in the U.S., 2,000 people, as you say, involved in a big fight, there would be questions, there would be investigations, yes, all kinds of things. What's going to be the reaction in China with a Chinese factory?
Well, you know, I think if Foxconn were a Chinese company, the Chinese would definitely sweep this under the rug, and it'd be a good bet we wouldn't even know about this and wouldn't be talking about it now. But Foxconn is run by the Honghai Group. It's a Taiwanese company, a factory run by foreigners. So all bets are off when it comes to foreign-owned factories. And not only are police going to be directly involved in investigating this, but you're going to see the results of the investigation in the state press, because they're not only allowed to report on things like this when it comes to a foreign-owned factory, but they're usually encouraged to do reporting on it. So we'll be hearing a lot more, I think, in the days to come.
Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeremy.